law, economy, and financial system. Although they are entirely different science branches, keeping a distance from each other, law and economics now need to walk together in order that the law is present in the economy aimed at regulating economic relations, drafting contracts, resolve conflicts of interest, and therefore critical role in the economic organization of a state. However, both must have their delineated fields of action and respected so that there is no harmful interference from an area on the other. We will study the evolution of economic history, the rise of commercial companies, and we will review the corporation, of great importance to this work, the corporate governance, the financial system, capitalism, and globalization. In the early days of civilization, man lived in caves, then went on to organize themselves into tribes, walked in groups, moving in search of food and shelter. Social groups were enough by themselves. They used what they obtained from nature or produced what they had the need for their survival. What was overproduced by some group has become an object of exchange with what was overproduced by other social groups. However, it was a crude form of commerce, since it was not always produced in excess by a group other needed. The ancient tribal assemblies, where men and women gathered to make decisions that affected everyone, gave rise to the